Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese. Senior night here on the Hill. Just got through honoring the senior cheerleaders and girls and boys basketball players. And so we're getting ready to start girls basketball action. And, of course, East Henderson coming in tonight, led by Tammy George. Big game tonight. Both teams 5-8. This is for the 5th and 6th seed. So Tuscola gets the win tonight. Gives them the 5th seed. Means they would play the 4th seed in the first round of the conference tournament, which is all likelihood Smoky Mountain.
Right. And, you know, it's one of those moments tonight. It's a surreal moment. It's a happy moment, but a sad moment at the same time, seeing these seniors go. You know, I know you and I, we've sat and watched the boys and the girls kind of gone attached to Selena, Kendall
Williams, yeah.
And everything, and to Avery over the last 4 years. Of course, the boys as well.
And we've watched those girls struggle.
Right.
That team has struggled from kind of the bottom end of the conference, working their way. And like I said, being a big step for them tonight to get that number 5 seed and get a placement in the conference tournament. And like I said, get probably a chance maybe to play Smoky. It would be at Smoky, but an opportunity maybe to advance a little bit in the conference tournament
right. This
year.
I think that as far as playoffs go, I think we're in. Just don't know where we're going to sit at right now.
Yeah, obviously, you know, playoff-wise, you know, probably going to be a road game. But, you know, who knows what happens in the conference tournament. You could make a noise. If they play like they played Friday night against Brevard,
right.
Could be an exciting game.
Could be, and, you know, I hope it is because – you know, these girls, they've worked their tail off. I mean, have they hit speed bumps? Yeah. Does every team? Yeah. But they've overcome it. And, of course, you know, like we said, Friday night was a great night. And I think the second half of the season, they've stepped it up, and they've played a lot better.
Well, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll have girls basketball action for you here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here with you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Tuscola Sports Radio, announcing the starting lineups tonight for the East Henderson girls. We've got Presley Walker, Chyla Lindsay, Mamie Hill, Addison Connor, and Julie Smithson. Of course, Mamie Hill, she's their leading scorer, averaging 15.6 points per game. She shoots 32% from the field. She's also 57% from the free throw line. She's also averaging 6.1 rebounds per game, so she's tied for first with rebounds also. Kyra Bass, 6.1 points per game. on the bench, and Layla Henderson with 2.9 points per game. So a little bit of a different starting lineup, and Shyla Lindsay is the one we got to watch for. She gets physical out there on the floor.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about Mamie. Could you imagine her on another team? How much she would contribute? And well, nothing against East Henderson, but you put her with a team needing something like that, which she's done an incredible job with that bunch.
And the two dads of our seniors out there, as they announce the starters, for getting that one last picture with their daughters. And that's a good moment to have, something they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
So starting tonight for Tuscola will be Gwyneth Schick, Vesper Forbes, Kendall Williamson, Julia Wells, and Avery Roten, the usual starting lineup for the last 3 weeks or so. And I was looking back at the film from the first game back on January 16th, which Tuscola lost 59-44. And two things struck me. Kendall Williamson scored 19 points that night. That was her biggest game of the season and has been her biggest game so far. That's also the night that Vesper Forbes, that's when they moved. Vesper got down to the low block and became more of a scoring option for Tuscola. The other thing I wonder tonight, now that they're putting Julia Wells on the best offensive player in sort of a box-and-one situation defensively, I wonder if Wells will spend most of her time on Mamie Hill tonight.
And she did the second half of that set of that game.
The Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage at 648-5656. And the Key to the Game is, can Julia Wells keep Mamie Hill shut down a little bit on that three-point line?
Yeah, keep her contained. Of course, the one thing you have to watch for is Lindsay as well. Lindsay has had a good game against us the first time, too.
So Mountaineers work, Schick underneath, try to do a reverse layup, won't go. Williamson with the rebound and the follow. Mountaineers up 2-0. East had one control of the tap, but turned the ball over to Tuscola to open the game. And East with some very difficult jerseys, black with green numbers, got a white outline, but it's pretty thin. That's an outside shot by Layla Henderson on a jumper, won't go. Schick will bring it down for Tuscola. Left side, Roten down in the corner. Wells will take the shot just inside the arc off the rim. Won't go. Roten, strong rebound. Gets it out to Schick. She's able to save it from going out of bounds. Go low to Vesper Forbes. Couldn't handle it, and it's stolen away by Layla Henderson. From the corner. Hill, and it's 3-2. And Roten did a little box out on her, got a little physical, and Forbes on the baseline. It's good. 4-3. Mountaineers in the lead.
Tuscola pushed that ball straight down the court a whole lot quicker, and got Vesper open.
Hill staggers around a bit on one foot at top of the key. She's playing back and forth with Henderson. Ball's loose down the baseline, picked up by Avery Roten. Oh, that's just not. Oh, man. Tried to hit Henderson, or I'm sorry, Williamson down low. And Shyla Lindsay looked like she was going to intercept it, tipped it back right into the hands of Wells.
Johnny on the spot.
And the basket's good, 6-3. That was a lucky break because that was a scary pass there by Avery Roten. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. Mountaineers up 6-3, and Coach George taking a quick timeout here.
I'm going to say the factor, you know, the one thing that we didn't really mention, you know, Gwyneth wasn't at that first game either.
Right.
So now she's in, and so I'm curious to see how she plays against them, because to me she was one of the factors that needed to be there that first game.
So East will inbound after the timeout. Hill crosses the midcourt line. Screen going to be set high by Julie Smithson. They go low to Smithson on the give and go. Into the corner. The jumper by Kyra Bass is no good. Roten brings it down for Tuscola. going to take the shot. Banks it in. 8-3. So both seniors get a basket tonight to get things going here. 5:15 to go in the first. Anderson. He's going to swing it around the top of this Tuscola 2-3 defense they're running. Hill, and it's actually more of a box and one, as we said. Wells looks like she's going to stay on Hill. And Hill from the right elbow, the basket's good. It's 8-5. Roten, wide open if she wants it. Won't go. Rebound, Wells had a hand on it. Tipped off, picked up by Hill. Schick runs with her, got her kind of leaning to the side, but able to hit the bucket. 8-7. Mountaineers need to be a little more control with the passing. Schick works left and right into the lane. Bounce pass was hard for Forbes. It came in kind of hot. Over in the corner, Schick going to step behind the line. Too strong. Man, and that's Lindsay. You got to watch her banging there low on Forbes. Wells the hook. Won't go. Tip. And it's going to probably go off Kendall Williams. Lara Lopes. Barcelos will check in now for East Henderson. Lady Mountaineers up 8-7, 4:09 in the first. That last possession, they got about three shots at the basket, couldn't convert. Hill, Lindsay, Barcelos posting up low on Forbes. They tried to hit Hill on the cut. It was tipped back in the hands of Barcelos. East will swing it back outside. In the lane, Bass, turnaround jumper too high. Williamson got a hand on it. Tips it back to Wells. Wells will drive right side. Going to be cut off. They go low to Schick.
Boom.
Basket's good. Wells drew two down there on the baseline, left Schick open.
Hey, a funny stat right here, Charles. We have 10 points. All five starters have scored two.
Lindsay to Bass. To Henderson. Back to Bass. Top of the key. They're looking, and we're going to get a whistle. 3 seconds in the lane. That's been called about maybe the third time this year. Not sure who it was on. It was on East. Turnover. Mountaineers with a chance to push this lead out. 10-7. Roten going to set the screen high. Schick works off of it. Lost the handle. Picked up by Wells. Screen set by Forbes. Wells drives baseline. Lays it in. 12-7. 3 minutes to go in the first. Hill works left. Double screen set for. And a three.
Wow.
Down here still lead 12-10. Wells gets it down to Roten. Down here spread the floor. Now Roten going to drive, pull up, take the jumper.
Ah.
Not sure that it was actually blocked. And Roten going to draw the foul, trying to go after the basketball. Roten went up vertical, and there was some contact. I don't think the ball ever got touched. It was just short. I think Avery had to kind of alter her shot a little bit. So Hill bring it down, gives it over to Bass. Hill will set a screen for Bass. Bass will bump into Williamson low, and a double dribble on Bass.
I noticed your Gold Thunder come walking in tonight.
Looks like they're going to set up on the upper level this time instead of the upper end of the lower level. Forbes to Schick. Hands off to Roten. Roten works left. Schick leads her a little bit. Cut off by Lindsay. Schick down low. Williamson wide open and banks it in. East is coming out double and triple teaming the guards, and it's leaving the girls wide open down low. Bass works left. Picks up her dribble top of the key to Henderson. Thinks about it. Now she'll dribble left. Going to pull up. Bass will take the three. Too strong. Rebound Roten. Oh, just got to be.
Oh.
And there's collision there between Bass and Wells. Wells going to drive, and that's going to be a charge. Lindsay was set for a long time.
That'll be Julia's first foul. Team's second foul.
That one wasn't even close. Mountaineers still up 14-10. Hill back to setting the screens now high. Trying to loosen up Bass. Now Henderson with it way out. Barcelos looks inside. They'll swing in the corner. Bass will take the three. No good. Roten tips it. Ball's loose. Picked up by Kendall Williamson. Gets it to Wells. Wells is like 1-on-4. Going to have to pull up and wait on the cavalry to come. Schick hands off to Roten, to Forbes. Forbes left side, little no-look pass. Oh, Williamson wide open again and banks it in. And a timeout by Coach George with 47 seconds to go, down by six. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. These coaches tonight, Branson, they know what this seeding means.
Right.
So there's no tomorrow. So they got to try to pull this one out tonight.
The winner of this has a good chance because, you know, unfortunately for Smoky, they've had a couple of injuries that have taken a couple of their stars out. So good chance right now. The winner of this game is going to get Smoky. Unfortunately, like we said, you know,
the loser is going to end up having to play Franklin. And who's not an easy pick there at the third seed. Of course, Pisgah tonight got Brevard, and obviously they'll probably win and end up going undefeated in the conference this year, 14-0. East will inbound now after the timeout. Bass going to work to the right side. They go into corner to Barcelos. Back out. Now they'll swing left. Henderson top of the key. Barcelos looking to pivot off now. Hands off to Hill. Screen set on Wells. Roten will switch. Ball's loose. Schick went after it, but Henderson will come down with it. Looking to drive in the lane. Tipped out from behind by Wells. Roten got a hand on it. Now it's on the floor. Schick will come up, trying to feed Forbes, and finally we got a jump ball. They let that one go a little longer than normal.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, it was still kind of rolling all over the floor there for a second.
And I think the arrow goes maybe to East here. 12.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Henderson to inbound for East. Goes high out to Bass. Schick out there on her. Bass going to drive. Off balance shot, no good. Tip by Schick. Gets it to Roten, and Schick took one in the eye. And we're going to have got a double dribble. Ooh. On Roten. Schick might want to, with 5 seconds, might want to get her out of there. She still can't see good. Bass on the inbound. Hands it to Hill as she cuts away from the basket on the baseline. 2 seconds. Not going to be able to get a stand. Not going to get a shot off. It's nope. Off the front of the rim, but it was not going to count. And it went. Mountaineers take a 16-10 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Live to the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Tuscola Sports Radio. Mountaineers up 16-10 as we get ready to start the second quarter. On
on the inbound. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Bass. He'll bring it down for East. Pulls up, working left on Schick. Goes up the left side of the lane, bumps into Forbes, misses the shot. Rebound is picked up by Roten. She puts it up, can't get it to go. Wells will follow, hangs on the rim, won't happen. Lindsay throws some bows there in the lane and makes space and comes down with a rebound. And she is an aggressive, hard player.
She is.
Anderson, Bass cut through, nothing there. And then Hill cuts to the right, nothing there. They'll swing it left. Bass in the corner. Williamson out there on her. Bounce pass into Henderson. Ball's loose. Picked up by Forbes. She'll outlet to Williamson. Barcelos comes along to try to get a little tap. Kendall sees her out of the corner of the eye. Roten to Schick. Oh, my goodness. Going to take a three.
Oh, I thought she had
Williamson
that.
Rebound. Follows. Puts it up.
Nice.
Good. Kendall's on fire tonight.
She's put the team on her back for senior night.
18-10. Right side. The shot. Henderson no good. Lindsay up in the air for the rebound and going to be a reach as she tries to go back up. I think it's going to go on Forbes. Yep.
You are
Vesper
correct.
Forbes.
That'll be Vesper's first team first here in the second quarter.
Lindsay in the act of shooting. Well, nope. Not going to. She was not in the act of shooting. Lindsay went to the line, and the official's still waiting for somebody from East to inbound the basketball. 1-2-2 as we get started. Inbound to Henderson. Works right. Bass back to Henderson. Schick going to come out on her. Backs her up nearly to the midcourt line. Screen set high by Barcelos. Bass. And here's running that box and one. Wells chasing Mamie Hill all over the floor down there. And that rattles off the rim, into the backboard, back out. Williamson with a rebound. Outlet now to Wells. She'll pull back, work right. Down to Schick on the cut to the baseline. Wouldn't go. Forbes got a hand on it, able to rebound, put up a shot, and it was loose. Picked up by Layla Henderson. Schick had a great look at the basket there and was wide open in that corner. And, of course, they didn't see Schick, so they don't know her. Top of the key. Won't go. Rebound Schick. So Gwyneth coming as a little surprise, I think. Now Schick in the corner going to take it again.
Boom.
Count the basket and she's fouled.
This three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting. That's going to center the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Schick's free throw rolls around, won't go. Forbes coming down with it. We're going to get a tie-up underneath between Barcelos and it. Yep. Goes to East. Wish we had that scoreboard with the arrow on it.
Like, I know.
Well, that school down the road.
Never heard of them.
5-12. Mountaineers up by 11 now here in the second quarter. And Hill, Hill's kind of turning into a distraction, drawing Wells away, and they're trying to depend on their teammates, and the shots just aren't falling for East. We're going to get a whistle after the shot on the baseline.
Another one.
Forbes
going to
pick up. I don't know, she must have hooked Lindsay down there low, and that's going to get Samantha Horton up to give Vesper a break with two fouls at the 4:56 mark. So Horton into the game for Tuscola. They inbound to Bass, left side, won't go. Lindsay got position and follows, comes down with a rebound, puts up another shot, won't go, rebounded Kendall Williamson. And from what I hear, Kendall needs 10 tonight to hit 200 on the season. Roten in the corner to Wells. Lindsay out there on her. Henderson going to try to reach in. Schick. Right side. Roten. Wells in the corner. And they're double teaming Wells. Wells bounce back. Kendall stayed low and didn't move. And Roten going to get the steal after Henderson crossed midcourt. picks up her dribble, calls for Schick to come take it. Left side, and got a timeout, Tuscola. I think.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, timeout White at the 4:14 mark. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. So some interesting things we've seen. Hill's basically been taken out of the offense.
Yeah, she's taken out of the equation right now.
And they're working. They're trying to get the ball to Bass or Henderson, and Hill's basically trying to drag Wells away, and he's just not hitting the shots.
Right. And then on the opposite side of it, they're double-teaming Wells, so somebody's open somewhere.
And it's been Schick, Kendall Williamson, Kendall, or occasionally Avery Rote. Wells on the inbound. It got tipped. She was trying to hit Kendall on the cut to the basket. So to stay with the Mountaineers. Number 30, Smithson, back in the game now for East. Wells will call in Schick for the side out. Ball's inbound. Horton out here on the left wing. Roten with the ball on the point. Kicks it out to Horton. Hands off to Schick, top of the key. Schick, Roten is open. Nobody out there on her. Williamson comes high. They'll hand off to Horton. Now Williamson open low. Wells going to pull up, take the jumper. Couldn't get it to go. And they need to look a little more inside. Samantha Horton was open there on that left side of the lane. Smithson with it, and we're going to get a walk by Smithson. Whistle, sub. Yep, Barcelos will check in for East for Smithson. So Wells will bring it down. Crosses midcourt. Calls for Roten to come up. Set the screen on Hill. Barcelos will switch off. Now Hill goes back on Wells. Hill's with a steal. Not going to be able to stand out there and dribble around her all day. Wells... Ooh. Blocks her off from the rim. Hill misses the shot. Horton with a rebound. Gives it over to Wells. Wells directed. Got it. And she stepped on the line.
Oh.
And it used to. It had to be the ball.
Yeah.
But they've changed the rule. Addison Luther. And that's just got to remember where you're at on the floor. Addison Luther in, a freshman now for East Henderson. Henderson. They'll swing it left. Luther dribbles up top. Now Henderson will exchange. Bass coming to set the screen. They'll go to Luther. Drives the lane. Trying to put it up. Not there. Picked up by Schick. Oh, just tried to hit Wells, but just let her too much on a bounce pass. Just some turnovers that. This lead could be even greater right now. Bass pushes it. That's 47 steps.
Wow, and that's fouls on Avery. Avery. That'll be Avery's second, team third.
The Euro step is back. 21-10. The free throw line, Bass misses. Second one on the way. Rattles out. Horton tried to get a rebound. Lopes just, Barcelos just took it away. And another foul in the lane.
I'll be on.
That's the thing with Sam. We need some time in the weight room.
That'll be on Kendall. That'll be her first, team fourth.
2:26 here in the second to go. Up. And Barcelos hits the first one.
That ends a drought that they've been on for a while now, that one point.
Barcelos' second shot, no good. Wales got a hand on it, and it rolled out, picked up by Barcelos. Chick got a hand on it, knocked it out of the hands of Luther. Ball's loose, going to get a tie-up between Bass and Wales, and that should go to Tuscola. Bass got one last little rip there as Wales had turned away from her. Now there's need a basket here. Break the skid. And we're going to get a foul.
Wow.
We'll take it, but I've seen worse tonight. So the foul on Luther, her first, team second. Hill got a little breather. She'll be back in for Luther. Of course, Mamie Hill only a junior, so we'll get to see her again next year. Inbound to Horton. Gives it over to Roten. Schick, top of the key. Dribbles back. Works right to Horton. Goes low, trying to get it down to Williamson. Didn't put enough on it. Stolen by Hill, but then she double dribbles as she tries to pull away.
We'll take it.
2 minutes to go in the second.
Not a bad pass by Sam right there. Just got to get it a little bit quicker because, hey, Hill's going to stick her hand in there and try to get that.
Wells looking to inbound baseline. Got to get somebody open and trying to get. Roden wasn't open, but she just sort of tipped it off of Lindsay.
It looked like Schick was open right there at the top of the key. Just did not see her.
Well, she's kind of hard to see when you get that far out between bodies. Inbound Williamson. Back, give and go to Wells. Too strong. Tried to bank it in, didn't go.
Great play right there. But
man, Lindsay's a buzzsaw in that lane. Hill, Wells and Lindsay tie up a little bit in exchange. Wells denying Hill all the way across. Bass, the jumper, won't go. Wells rebound and hands it to Williamson. Gets it out to Schick. Minute 32 to go. Left side, Roten. Over to Forbes, back in the game now for Tuscola with two fouls. They hit Roten to Schick. Minute 14 and counting. Williamson out on the wing with it. Works on Bass and got called with a walk. Tried to go up with a shot. Well, Kendall thought there was a foul called.
I did too.
It's kind of what we had on this end. We had to walk before the foul. Minute to go and a half. Hill to Bass to Anderson. Lindsay looks inside. Hill can't get around anybody. Roden even steps out to ward her off a little bit. Schick now going to take Bass. Cuts off the passing lane with Lindsay. Lindsay, that's a moving screen. Spun and followed her. Bass in the corner, rattles out. Rebound by Roten. 30 seconds to go. Down here still coming. Roten working right side. The runner banks
wow.
It in.
Nice shot.
And that breaks kind of the icy patch that Tuscola had hit with 15 seconds to go, 23-11. Hill, Schick, and Wells both on her. Barcelos loses the handle. Got tips, so no backcourt. Bass, long shot, won't go. Rebound. Henderson for two. And that's the first bucket for East in about 5 minutes. And it comes right at the buzzer. Mountaineers up 23-13. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Mike's
Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Lady Mountaineers up 23-13 at the half. And it is time for the halftime show. Brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And, Branson, just an excellent job of the Lady Mountaineers here in this first half.
Well, you know, and to me, I'm watching a complete opposite game from what we saw, you know, about a month ago over at Flat Rock, and where we were on the cold end of it, now East is on the cold end of it. And I think it's a lot has to do with the way that defensively they're playing Hill.
This is, you know, you said, well, they kind of ran Wells in the second half on Hill in that game at East Henderson, but of course they were down quite a bit at halftime by that point. They've started off from the get-go tonight, and it's really taken Hill out of the game. She's basically, they're using her as a decoy, or trying to at this point, but it's not really working because they're just not making shots, her teammates, and that's to Tuscola's advantage. Meanwhile, as you said, everybody that started has scored.
Right, and we've not seen that all year. You know, that's what I thought was funny about that stat. We had 10 points. All five girls had 2 points, and I've not seen that. We've not seen that in a while, to be honest with you.
Of course, we mentioned they had not seen Gwen Schick. She did not play against East at East. So I think that is a factor they weren't really ready for.
Right.
Somebody different handling the ball and somebody else that could shoot from the outside.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's like you said a few minutes ago, they've gone out and basically trying to double-team Wells defensively on their end.
Yeah.
And what we're finally seeing, because we've seen that in the past, Lord, I can remember Nora Jenkins used to get triple-teamed.
Right.
And we always said if somebody's got to be open in that situation, and the Lady Mountaineers have taken advantage of it so far here in the first half.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we've found those people, too, is what's good about it. And, you know, could we have more points? Yeah, but everything's happening for a reason the way it is. And, you know, a great first half. I mean, you can't take nothing away. A great first half by the girls.
Of course, other games tonight going on. Brevard is at Pisgah. And, unfortunately, Pisgah likely to go 14-0 after tonight. And they're already the number one seed. They've got that locked down. North is at Smoky. Smoky's likely to win that one. But it won't make any difference in their standings. Franklin will finish third. They've got West Henderson tonight. Now, that's an interesting game. But nothing's going to change on that because West has already got a two-game lead on Franklin. So even if Franklin wins tonight, West has already got second place locked up.
Right.
And so Franklin, therefore, got third locked up. So the top four seeds are pretty much set for the tournament. The game that matters, and the girls are right now are playing like they know it and realize it, is that fifth and sixth seed. Who wins this game gets the higher seed,
right?
Which means they play the number four seed, which is just mathematically, you think that's going to be better for whoever's in that slot,
right?
Well, we'll take a break. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL. Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Reminder that Tuscola Basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Hayways Hardware, Forget Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Of course, the wrestling team on the road tonight. Dual championships are going on. I've never quite understood what that is.
The only thing I can figure out is, you know, instead of having, you know, you're going to take care of two rounds tonight.
Right.
And, you know, I can see that. I want to say that I read where they were behind a little bit. I think wrestling got behind a little bit with the weather and everything.
Right. So they had to make some adjustments. I know swimming and diving, I think they had the same issues. They had to kind of, and I think indoor track, they kind of had to, maybe some folks that might would have qualified if they had got to run another round.
Right.
Have not, so that's going to kind of shorten up indoor track. Trying to get back on schedule because we got spring sports starting up
Monday.
Tuscola baseball, softball starts practicing on Monday the 16th. And of course, if you have weather like today, of course, I went outside. The ground is and it's a little muddy on top. Underneath, it's still hard as a rock.
Right.
So it's going to make that ball skip a little bit.
Yeah.
More importantly. It's going to be a little rough on the golf ball for people I know.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You may get a couple of greens that are still frozen, and you may need to lay up and let it roll on. And because the bad thing is, I know for a fact, trying to fly one in and watch it bounce just as high up as it came down. So, but I'm glad to see spring sports showing up. You know, of course, Kenny Moore and I will be doing baseball and softball. I printed off the schedules, and we're talking to him a few minutes ago about it, so we'll have a schedule out before long.
You might want to send one to the boss.
Yeah, I know. I need to do that. I was been meaning to get
I was asking her, and she's like, I haven't got anything. So
Yeah,
might want to send one to the home office.
Yeah, and once we get that, we'll send it in because I'll try to get up with him this week.
Yeah, I saw where Swain had released their baseball and softball schedule in Tuscola. Looks like they got a home and home in softball at Tuscola. Now, baseball, I was a little interested in Swain's schedule. They don't go past Silver.
Yeah.
They're playing anybody in baseball. It's all pretty much staying on this side of the Balsams over there.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, speaking of Swain, you know, last year we beat them the last game of the season. I think it was our senior night, but you know, they got into the playoffs. I think they were third or fourth, and they made a little bit of noise in the playoffs. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, in my formerly day job, a coworker of mine's daughter plays for Swain, so I may have to get over there and check that out when they come over the hill. So be ready to tune in to Branson and Kenny real soon with spring sports. And I guess if you got some scoring totals for us before we go to the second half.
Gwen Schick right now, I have her with 5 points. I have Julia Wells with 4. Kendall Williamson coming in with a strong 8 points right up there under the basket. Avery Roten with 4. Vesper Forbes with 2.
So everybody that started on the floor tonight for Tuscola gets a basket here in the first. You get a basket.
You'll get a basket. So, and we've been to the foul line one time tonight, and it was
that was on three, Schick. Yeah, when Schick hit the three-pointer, got fouled.
Yeah.
So we've got, starting up a little quick. We're waiting on the East Henderson coaching staff to head on over here to the bench. And so East will start with possession, and we're underway here in the second half. Bass over to Henderson. Back to Bass. They're still running the same defense on Hill. Bass into the lane. Tried to hit Lindsay. Ball tipped by Williamson out to Gwyneth Schick. They tried to hit Lindsay on the cut down low. Couldn't handle it. So
Let's see what we're running here defensively. Long shot from the corner by Wells. No good. Rebounded by Schick. Gives it over to Roten. And we're going to get a foul on Mamie Hill. And it looks to me kind of coming out. East wanting to maybe defensively try to play a little more physical, which is for Lindsay's. I don't know how much more she can tune it up. Wells over to Schick. Yeah. East in a 1-2-2 here. And Coach Sutton will tell you that Coach George, in his opinion, is the best girls coach in the conference. He is not shy to tell you that.
He's said that for several years now.
Schick, Forbes trying to figure out what to do with it up high. And tipped and going to get a reach-in foul by Shiloh Lindsay. Mountaineers kind of content. Just dribble around out there. That's two fouls now on East. So that point in that 1-2-2, trying to challenge who's ever got the ball on the point. And that's Lindsay. And roll it will suit her well. Wells with it now. Trying to dump it low. Double team Williamson. Oh. And just stripped out by Smithson.
Come close to a double dribble right there.
Henderson, Smithson, Kendall will shut her off. Back out, Bass going to take the three. It's good. Bass finally finding the range. She had trouble in the first half with the three. And the lead now 7 for Tuscola. So high post, Williamson. Now she's going to dribble in the paint, goes up, shot, won't go, but she's fouled. Kendall couldn't find anybody open and finally just said, to heck with it, I'll drive the lane, and draws contact.
That's going to send Kendall the line. And if you're looking to, or this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Williamson's first free throw rattled out. Second one on the way is good. Lead is up to 8. Here early in, I don't know what tonight's theme is going to be. I see shorts. Hill gets it across. Bass on the wing. Dribbles into paint, kicks it out. Henderson shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Schick. That thing almost came straight down into her lap. Schick will walk it across. Left side over to Wells. Right wing, Roten, corner to Forbes. Tried to get it back out to Wells, stolen by Hill. Hill goes up, tried to drive on Wells, wouldn't go. Wells tried to get a hand on the rebound, ball's loose on the floor. Williamson dives on it, tie up, jump ball. That'll go to Tuscola. So this zone is playing with Mountaineers a little bit here in the second half. Wells, right side, Roten. Kendall tried to post up low. They cut it off. On the cut now, Williamson went in the paint. She put up a shot, wouldn't go. Block, gets it back. Tries to put it up again. It's blocked again, picked up by Hill. Hill goes low. Lindsay got position on Schick. Rebound by Williamson. Lindsay right into the basket, couldn't get it to go. Roten. The best thing that could happen is if Wells or Schick could get hot and break this zone up. They're kind of content to work the ball right now and try to look for Williamson in the paint. Wells will take the shot. Ooh. Goes. It kind of rolled a bit. Kicked in, out, in again.
Seems like that thing bounced everywhere on that rim and the backboard.
That some outside shots will loosen that defense up quick. Bass, left side. Wrong. Won't go, but rebound Henderson on the right side. Roten out there on her. Got tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Avery. We got an official's timeout. No, we got a timeout. I think.
Let's see.
Nope, going to be on Tuscola.
Okay.
And this timeout On the Court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. It's 26-16, 4:07 to go into third. Mountaineers have... I think the only time they didn't lead was right at the first of the game. Well, no, they did. It was now they took a 2-0 lead. Then Hill answered, made it 3-2, and it's been all Tuscola ever since. Nice crowd out tonight, senior night. The Golden Thunder drumline is back. Inbound, nobody out there on Henderson, and she disguised it. Rebound Williamson. Tough break for East right there because they inbounded to Henderson, and it was like nobody remembered she was in the corner. I just need to wake up just a little bit on defense. Wrote to Wells on the point. They'll swing it right to Schick. She'll dribble back up. Lindsay getting ready to come out on her. Roten, and that's another thing, moving that ball a little quicker. Wells, they go high post into Forbes, puts up the shot. Had to be contact. No whistle. Roten going to try to challenge Hill. She got the rebound. Roten going to follow her up the court. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Lindsay, and gives it back to Hill. Hill going to pull up. 15-footer, way short. Let it go. Don't save it.
Yeah.
Forbes screened everybody else out. Ooh. 22, that's Kara Gibbs in the game, a freshman. Place of Smithson. Bass looking to inbound. They get him all the way out. Gibbs circled all the way outside the arc. Nobody followed her and got up a shot. Wouldn't go, but now we got a foul. That's going to be on Kendall Williamson.
That'll be her second. Team first here in the third.
Bass inbound again. They go high out to Gibbs. Thought about it. Forbes came out there on her. Henderson looked like she might try to get up a shot, but Schick was right in her pocket. Gibbs sets a screen high. Henderson will take the shot. Not there. Rebound, Kendall Williamson. And she'll bring it down herself. Roten on the right side. Pulls up. Tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. Gibbs had position on Forbes. Gibbs throws a hand up, running the floor. Hale don't look. Puts up a shot. It'll go out of bounds. Tuscola basketball. Gibbs gave the international, hey, I'm open tonight. And
Hill said me too and Hill shot it.
Hill said not today. Chick, spin move on Lindsay, gives it over to Roten as we get under three here in the third. Chick, the jumper won't go. Wells, great rebound. Baseline blocked by Gibbs. And they'll outlet to Hill. Swing it right. Henderson couldn't handle it. Saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Lindsay. Wells on Hill. Roten will switch off. And I'm not real sure what Hill was doing there. I tried to throw up a shot. And it kind of went behind her. Roten will come down with it. Feed Wells. Drives in between two defenders. And got one black jersey down on the floor. And grabbing her head, so we're going to have to take a break right here for just a second. And Tuscola's trainer will come out along with Coach George. And that foul on Kyra Bass. And I believe that's who's down on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really see her. She's holding her head, so I don't know if she took a shot.
She had some contact
with Julia.
Because Julia split the two defenders as she went towards the basket. I don't know if there was some contact. She's sitting up now, but still taking her time. So they've cleared the floor off here and sent the teams to the bench. Well, she's attended to there on the floor. This reminder, if you've missed any Mountaineer basketball or football, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2025 football season, and it is also up to date with basketball. That's Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. So Wells will inbound after the timeout for injury. Spot throw in. Chick will cut to the corner. They go high to Forbes. She's going to take the jumper. Oh, not there. And ooh, luckily, Wells got a hand on it, but then it went off Shiloh Lindsay. Wells looking to get it in. Finally to Forbes. Now Williamson. Cross court, Wells, good open look, banks it in. That's kind of reminiscent of what we saw in the first quarter. 28-16, minute 34 and counting here in the third. Hill works right, pulls back behind the arc, gives it over to Gibbs. Now Henderson, she'll dribble into the paint, back out to Gibbs. Lindsay trying to post up and a screen into the block in the back is in football on Schick, and now Schick limping a little bit. Anderson going to trip, go by Roten in a double dribble. Schick got.
Yeah, I don't know. When she went down, I'm not going to say it hyperextended, but, you know, somebody goes against your knees like that, it straightens them out pretty quick.
They're giving the ball to East.
I don't understand why on
the ref there at midcourt stepped in and said something. They double dribbled. The bump Gibbs into Schick. Henderson going to pull up. Too hard. Barcelos, she was on the line when she saved it. Hill working on Wells. And they try to hit Gibbs, and she couldn't quite get it down. Gibbs picks up her dribble, right side. Henderson, top of the key. Lindsay sets the screen and then runs into her girl with the ball. Lindsay with a rebound, rips, pulls it back. Gibbs has not even got a prayer. And Williamson finally comes down with a rebound, and Barcelos thinking Williamson should be called with a foul. Williamson doing no more than what Shiloh Lindsay's done on every rebound she came up with.
She's been very physical.
That shot, Kendall could have called a fair catch.
That's going to send Kendall line. This free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Kendall's first free throw a little short. Samantha Horton going to check in, give Vesper Forbes a break. Got to keep an eye on Gwyneth Schick here a little bit. Seems to starting to be walking it off a little bit. Yeah, Lindsay. Second free throw, no good. Kendall misses both of them. Hill will bring it down for East. Roten tried to poke it out from behind. Hill drives, shot no good, and a whistle.
And it's going to be on Julia Wells. And that'll be her second. Team third.
So Mamie Hill to the line to shoot two. First one's too stout.
You can tell she's frustrated with the way they've played her and blanketed her on defense.
Second one's on the way, and it's good. 28-17. 25 seconds and counting to go into third. Lindsay will come out on Wells to midcourt, and they tried to hit Williamson on a cut in the lane, and Lindsay hustles down and tips it out of bounds. She is an aggressive player. Inbound, Roden will take the jumper. Won't go. Tip by Wells out to Schick. Mountaineers will reset. 10 seconds. Roden. 8 seconds. Wells drives from the corner to shot short. Schick got the rebound.
Gotta put it up.
Running out of time. Gotta put it up. Won't go. She tried to dribble out a little bit and get some position because she was in the land of the Giants, but was running out of time, and we'll go to the fourth. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Tuscola Sports Radio, Charles Allison, Branson Reese's. We get ready to start the fourth quarter. Mountaineers up 28-17. Mountaineers kind of slowed down on that scoring pace from the first half. East came out a little bit of a different look zone defense, but still East having trouble finding the basket.
Yeah, I don't really blame Coach Sutton on that because what they did is they killed a lot of clock, because any time that East come down and put up a shot, you know, without Hill being, you know, on hot, you know, getting a hot hand, you know, Tuscola's done a good job corralling the score for them.
East inbounds. Henderson with it, cut off from the baseline. And ball going to be tipped out of bounds by Roten on the cut off the passing lane there. Inbound to Gibbs. They'll give it to Henderson. She thought about it, but Schick was out there quickly. Gibbs on the high post. Back out now to number 14. That's Addison Connor. First we've seen of her since early in the game, and she'll walk. And the Mountaineer, looks like the Eagles will try to pressure the inbound here, down by 11 with 7:35 to go. But it's going to be a side out, not an end zone out. So Wells will inbound. Schick's open. Was. Gets it to Schick. She'll drive the left side. Looking to go towards the paint. Pulls up. Takes the shot. Won't go. Tipped by Forbes. And Forbes on the ground. Wells with the rebound. She'll drive and lay it in. And Forbes hit the ground but was able to get up before Wells come barreling through. 30-17. Hill. Crossover. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Julia Wells. We've almost played a minute here in the fourth. Roten drives into the paint. Tried to put up a shot, and she's fouled. Gibbs extended a hand, and Roten's like, now I'll take it from a teammate.
That's going to put Avery on the line. This free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
First shot, no good.
You know, defensively out there before Avery was fouled, you know, Kendall broke inside and they had two defenders go after her. So she had, you know, a quick cut right there to the basket.
Roten's free throws, neither one goes. They go in the corner to Gibbs. Thought about it. That was another walk. And they caught it. In fact, two referees wanted to call it. I think they had to decide. Coach George screaming for her defense, and they got a sub in for Henderson. Wells will get it into Roten. Picks up her dribble. Going to need some help. That's she. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, well, she dribbled. So I don't know. Forbes. Forbes got hung out there in open space and just drug that foot. Mountaineers had broke the pressure. Lindsay going to try to set a screen high for Hill. Hill, the right side. Connor.
Wow.
Holy cow. Addison Connor, freshman guard. And it's 30-20.
Wells going to push it past Hill. Midcourt, bounce pass down Forbes.
Oh.
Trying to put up a shot. May have got altered a little bit down low. Missed the shot. Mountaineers got to be careful here. Lead's been cut to 10. Connor inside the arc. Won't go. Got to get after that ball. Schick on the floor. Picked up by Lindsey. Gibbs will take the three and no good. Kendall Williamson fights for the rebound inside, and Shiloh Lindsey going to get called for the reach. Second team foul in the quarter on East Henderson. Second foul on Shiloh Lindsey. And here's a little inbound.
Schick hit the floor hard right there.
She's taking a beating tonight, that's for sure. Inbound to Roten. They get it to the middle. She'll push it. Hill coming from behind. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Roten will get the steal, but I think she dribbled it out of bounds. It was right on the baseline. She knocked it out of the hands of Bass, but couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. And Hill takes a breather. Kyra Bass back in the game. She got injured in that third quarter. She's back in. Ooh, a little between the legs. Screen set by Henderson. They go high to Gibbs. Works the right side. Cut off. She and Roten. And jump ball going to get called. And the error goes to Tuscola. 5:32 to go. I'd like to see. Well.
Good try.
East tried to step out and bring it in. So, wait a minute. Got too many Mountaineers in the same spot. Inbound to Schick. About to get double team. Feeds it out. Ah. Roten just Schick put it up there for anybody. And intercepted by Bass. Bass. And that's when Julia's got to set her feet. Draw the charge. She had position, but she kind of backpedaled. And
that'd be three on Julia.
Let Bass keep coming. They're not going to give you a. They're not going to give you a charge there if you don't hold that position. So Bass to the line in the act of shooting. Won't go. Julia got to be a little careful here. 5:20 to go.
Can't afford to have her go out.
Segment on the way. Forbes got a hand on him, couldn't bring it in. That rebound by Kara Gibbs. Cross-court pass to Connor. Works. Starting to palm it a little bit. Goes to the baseline inside. Lindsey, the shot, no good, but she's fouled. And on 14, that's Avery Roten, her fourth.
Hey, we got to watch it, too.
That's what I'm saying. That's her fourth. Second team foul on Tuscola, but both fouls in this quarter have been shooting fouls. So East going to the line. Lindsey's first free throw good. On the way, bounces out, rebound Wells. Connor tracking Wells all the way down the floor. Now Lindsey going to cut her off, gets caught up in the baseline and a foul. On Addison Connor.
Yeah, she just ran all over Julia right there.
Coach Sutton going to take another timeout here at the five-minute mark in the fourth, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. As we were talking earlier, if you're a baseball fan, Justin Verlander and the Tigers agree to a one-year contract. Verlander, 43, was originally drafted by the Tigers back in 2004. He played 13 years with him previously.
So they'll have one more year with him, I think. So, you know, we were talking about it. You know, Clayton Kershaw going out this year or this past year.
That beats the one-day contract for
– Yeah.
Just so you can put on that hat one more time. So the Mountaineers will inbound here after the timeout. Gets it out to Roten. Drives, got them off their feet. What? Dang it, wouldn't go. Tipped by Roten.
I bet she stepped on the line or off her hand.
Lead has been cut to 9, 4:55 to go. Connor to Henderson.
Ooh,
wow. Have trouble holding the ball there. Kerrigiz, little left side jumper won't go. Wells on the floor, trying to cover it. And it's, uh-oh. We got a rip out there on the floor by Bass. Jump ball goes to East Henderson. Connor will inbound. Bass just ran into Wells, knocked her down almost. Rebound on the shot by Williamson, and that jump ball will go to Kendall. And East starting to get a little.
Yeah.
And three of them out there, that's six eyeballs. Somebody should have seen that.
It's almost like a look of desperation to try to get something in their favor here.
And that ball tipped, a little slow coming into Roten. Tipped out by Connor. Now Lindsay will get on the ball. Wells looking to get it in. Oh, shit, that's a tough one. Over the head of Connor. Long pass, Forbes open. Lays it in and good. 32, 21, and they tried to get it in quick. Intercepted by Wells at midcourt. She'll drive the shot, count the basket, and one.
That's going to put Julie at the line for one shot, and this shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Free throw, no good. Williamson, rebound. Looking to move. Drives, puts it up. It's good. 36-21. Biggest lead of the night now for Tuscola at 15. 4:13 and counting. Fourth quarter. Connor hands it off to Gibbs. Looks left to Henderson. Going to go into the lane. A hook shot won't go. Wells trying to get the rebound, tips it to Schick, feeds Wells on the outlet. Wells going to drive, fakes, got Bass off her feet. Oh, my gosh. Forbes went over the top of Lindsay. And Lindsay uttering a few things as she goes by. Foul on Vesper Forbes, but her third, but I ain't got no problem with that.
I don't know. It's been physical all night.
Yep. Kind of a message sent there, I think, by Vesper. Henderson works right. Going to pull up, take the jumper. Roten a little late getting out there, and the shot's good. And a timeout by Coach George at the 3:38 mark, down by 13. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Which reminds me, I've probably got to get some grass seed here pretty soon. I did not do what my grandmother used to tell me, which is you cast it out there on top of the snow. So I guess at this point I'm hoping for another one to come.
Well, you know, they always say that that first big snow is always good for the grass, so I'm going to live with that one. So, what is it, all the nitrides that's in the air and stuff, I think is what I've always been told. But having a dog full or having a yard full of, you know, dog, you know, helps too. So it's been.
I don't know about that. I think it's a little caustic. Tuscola drum line up here tonight. What you hear banging in the background. So 3:38 to go. Mountaineers up by 13. Tuscola inbound. And the official signals that she can run the baseline. Wells trying to get some position. They get it into Schick. Ooh, that was a tight
nice
window. Schick Going to go, oh, got too far underneath the basket. Rebound Gibbs. That was going to be a hard angle to make. Right side, Connor. Going to pull up, take the three, rolls out. Rebound Williamson. Love to know how many she's got right now.
She's got 10 points. I'm going to say she's got a double-double tonight.
Roten drives. The runner won't go. Tried to tip it. Williamson able to come down with it. They'll feed it back to Roten in the corner. Lindsay out there on her, and finally going to get a call on Shiloh Lindsay. And that's the key, you know, with Lindsay out there on you, use her aggression against her. Draw that foul.
Absolutely.
And that's her fourth.
That's fourth, yeah. That's going to put Avery on the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576 at WPTL.
Roten's first free throw good. Segment on the way. Rolls out, won't go. Rebound Gibbs. 3 minutes to go. Mountaineers up by 14. Gibbs with it. A little interesting. Mamie Hill not out there.
No.
Spin move, Connor to Lindsay. Gets hung up in the lane and walks. Kind of an interesting dilemma here.
Yeah, Hill's not been in very much in the fourth. I noticed her gone a while back.
Long pass. Wells open. Gibbs covers. Oh, man, the hook wouldn't go. Connor brings it down. She'll pull up, take the three, leaning off balance. Williamson tips it out to Schick. Schick will blow by Lindsay. Roten needs to get out of the way. Now they feed to Roten. Forbes, Fetter cutting to the basket, got cut off by Gibbs. Now to Roten, and we're going to get a whistle. Timeout. By,
I believe it was Tuscola.
This will be a full timeout. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. 2:10 to go. Mountaineers up by 14, 37-23. In the bonus already. Mountaineers with one more foul to give. We'll have boys basketball action coming up after this. And of course, East Henderson, the likely number two seed this year. It appears that Franklin will win the conference based on some tiebreakers. And I believe they split their games in the regular season, which is why it's going to have to work its way down the list a little bit.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the three-seed Pisgah. He split with them, and Franklin won both games. So I think that's how it goes.
And I noticed on Twitter the other night that T. Stateski had broken a record at Franklin the other night.
There's a surprise. Inbound to Roten. Spins, puts up the shot, banks it in.
Nice shot.
Avery's starting to come on a little late here on senior night. We go under two to play. Biggest lead for Tuscola, 39-23. Connor pulls up the left elbow, kicks it out to Henderson. Shot won't go. Rebound waves. Schick going to get double-teamed at midcourt. Lindsay tips it out. Stolen by Bass, and then Wells gets a hand on it. They tried to hit Connor down low, and Wells tips it out of bounds. Connor looking high. Going to be a long pass out to Gibbs. She'll take the three, and it's an air ball. Out of bounds to Tuscola. So Roten looking to get it in. Williamson open in the middle. Outlet to Schick. Gwyneth will get it across midcourt. Hands off to Roten. Roten now going to drive and dribbles it off the leg of Bass. It's loose. And
good steal right there.
Dove over the top of Roten. Stays down to help her up. Good sportsmanship there by Henderson. And we got a whistle. And Tuscola going to take another timeout to give Roten a break. Henderson landed on her head.
Yeah.
And like we've kind of seen all night, not really apparently a foul. I mean, I know the ball's loose and on the floor, but I don't think you could go physically roll over the top of another player. But I could be wrong. Timeout of Court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. 106 remaining. 39-23. Lady Mountaineers in the lead. One would hope that we're okay here at this point.
I mean, up 16, so.
And Hill appears to be settled in for the night down there on the bench. Not sure what transpired. It was a frustrating night for her with Wells defending her all around the floor.
Been in her hip pocket, front pocket.
Wells looking to inbound. Gets it out to Horton. Ball's tipped. And Forbes hit the ground.
Good gracious.
I was watching the ball. I didn't see what happened down low, but Forbes hit the floor. Lindsay out on Schick, going to hand it off to Williamson. They go into Forbes. Whistle and a reach by 14. That's Addison Connor.
Man, they just took her feet out from under. I saw as she was hitting the floor.
You know, this is when we need our little squeegee thing.
That's going to send Vesper to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Barcelos comes in. Forbes' first free throw, no good. 44 seconds to go. So since at this point, we're just got to hope that we can get out of this thing without anybody else getting hurt. Ball's loose. Williamson off the top of her head, picked up by Lindsay. Wells with a steal. Good screen set by Roten on Lindsay. 33 seconds to go. Jua gets it across midcourt.
There you go. Just
hands it over to Schick. About to get double teamed. Got tipped, so no backcourt to Forbes. Outlet to Williamson. Pulls it back to Wells. Mountaineers content to run the clock out here, 15 and counting. To Schick. Hands it to Williamson. Kendall just put a little hand on the freshman who got a little grabby in there on the exchange. So the Mountaineers will take it out of bounds with 2.9 to go. Roten. Long pass. Wells cut to the basket, but it took her away. She'll take the jumper. Won't go. And that'll do it. Mountaineers win tonight 39-23. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Lady Mountaineers with a big win tonight, 39-23, locked down the 5 seed for the conference tournament, which should start on Thursday, we believe, at Smoky Mountain High School. So we will, whenever and wherever the conference tournament is, we will bring that to you live. My understanding is the girls will play on Thursday, the first round, and the boys will play on Friday in the first round, and all games will be held in Silva at Smoky Mountain High School. As we get ready to bring you boys basketball action here on the hill, East Henderson led by Marquintus Jones. It's his seventh year. They're 19-4, 11-2 in the Mountain 8 Conference. Currently tied for first place with Franklin. Both teams will likely finish 12-2 tied. East split with Pisgah. Franklin swept Pisgah, so Franklin should end up being the number one seed based on the tiebreaker. So tough round there for East and Franklin. Pisgah is going to end up third at probably 10-5 or 10-4 as they've got Brevard tonight. North Henderson, Smoky still at the 4-5 seed position in the boys' division. Both currently 7-6. They're playing each other tonight, so that will settle out much like tonight here with the girls' game. North and Smoky, that will settle out the 4-5 seed in the boys' tournament. Sixth seed is Brevard at 4-9. Tuscola, of course, they've got Pisgah tonight, so they'll likely finish out 4-10 on the year. Tuscola really can't improve their position tonight with a win over East. It would put them to 3-11. But they're going to wind up as the seventh seed, likely playing East Henderson again on Friday. And then the number eight seed at 1-12 currently, and likely to be 1-13 after their game tonight with Franklin. West, and that's a big fall for West, because they were 2 years ago, they were 18-8, 10-2, finished third in the conference. So kind of a big drop off there at West Henderson over the past couple of seasons. So we'll just kind of have to see what happens there in Henderson County. When we take a break, we'll come back and bring you more here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese here with you between games as we get ready to bring you boys basketball action. Don't forget, Tuscola Sports has been honoring Tuscola athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. Of course, we'll have our A1 Storage Player of the Game for this girls game. They'll join us at halftime of the boys game. So great game. Girls locked down the number 5 seed, which is what we hoped.
And yeah, and we'll
should draw a first round match Thursday with Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, there's got to be a bracket out there somewhere. We're not sure what time.
I had asked the boss to see if probably won't be drawn up. Honestly, won't be drawn up until tomorrow. But I asked the boss to
see if she could not acquire one for us.
Right.
For each division. Because those are kind of handy to refer to. And I'm not sure they load them up on Max Preps.
Max Preps is the only thing really good about is seeing more or less the schedule.
A roster
90% of the time.
Yep. Stats.
50% of the time.
Of course, East Henderson Eagles led by Jalen Brewer. He's averaging 16.8 points per game. He's third on the team in field goal percentage with 49%. Caleb McKenzie, he's averaging right around 11 points per game. He's also second on the team with rebounds at 5.1 rebounds per game. And Jaden Evans comes in at 9.3 points per game, but he's shooting 62% from the field. So got to get a hand on him, and he's leading the team in rebounds right now with almost nine. Then if you look at their shooting, Zayden Jones shooting 74% from the free throw line, Jaden Brewer 69% from the free throw line, and Jaden Evans 67% from the free throw line. So you don't want to put any of those guys. Those are not the three guys you want to foul. Tuscola currently 4-18. They're 2-11 in seventh place. Not much going to change either way tonight out of that game. That seat is pretty much locked up as West Henderson with only one win in the conference this year. Tuscola with two, picking up that second win against Brevard Friday night. So that was a big win for Tuscola. Moves them out of the cellar in the Mountain 8. Of course, West playing Franklin tonight, so the odds are they'll finish the season at 1-13 in the conference and have to probably play Franklin again on Friday night. So a lot of matchups we're seeing tonight. We're going to turn around.
Right.
Tuscola likely to play East Henderson again on Thursday night. Friday night, excuse me. So it's almost kind of like the football playoffs used to be, where we'd play the last game of the season in over in the MAC and then turn around and play the same two teams again in the first round of the playoffs. So,
right.
You kind of don't like that, but that's the way it goes. We'll take one more break. We come back, we'll have boys basketball action for you here on the Hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
And we've got the stats from the girls' game. A few stats for you. Wells with 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals. Kendall Williamson with 11 points, 16 rebounds.
Yep.
Avery Roten with 7 points, 8 rebounds. And Gwynna Schick, 5 points and 7 rebounds. So strong rebound tonight. And as you said, Kendall, you felt quite confident, had a double-double tonight, and she sure did.
Yeah, I had a good one. That's a good way to end your on senior night, too, going out like that. That's big.
And a little surprised because the way Kendall was pouring them in the first half, I thought she would be our leading scorer tonight. But had one more than Williamson. So we get ready to start boys basketball starting tonight for East Henderson will be Jalen Brewer, Caleb McKenzie, Caden Williams, Eli Stokes, and Zayden Jones. And this is the thing that'll drive you crazy with East Henderson's lineup. They have Caden, Jalen, Zayden, Jaden.
Got Caden by three different ways, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's got to get on the moms in Flat Rock. Starting tonight for Tuscola. Got the senior parents down there to send them off one last time. We got Stonewall Strickland, Gavin Chenard, Jet Bartley, Anthony Massey, and Bryce Ferguson. Also other seniors. We got Elijah Hampton. And Sam Callaway. So starting tonight will be Hampton, Callaway, Strickland, Chenard, and Massey. Looks like Ferguson and Bartley will be the first two subs off the bench after Callaway and Hampton get their start here on senior night. And it looks like the student section is dressed as they were. They must have went in and changed because a lot of them were wearing shorts when they came in.
Yeah, it kind of looks, yeah, they went and changed. Looks like it's a prom night or something over there.
I see a crown.
Yeah.
Got a different flag tonight. We had a white flag. Now they got a gold one.
And I'm seeing more and more of the I Love Hayden Setzer shirts.
Well, I see those, and I see the Messer Maniac shirts, and somebody over there wearing a pair of the strapping warm-up pants. Actually, Bartley going to start. And he'll try to get it tipped, but it's controlled by East Henderson. That was Caleb McKenzie. So Zayden Jones, that'll go low. Jalen Brewer spins. Missed the shot, but Caden Williams will come down with a rebound. So actually, it's the usual starting lineup at Tuscola. I thought Hampton and Callaway might start.
Well, they announced them they came out, so he must have just been announcing the seniors.
Well, there's seven seniors, so somebody had two of them had to sit, and they go low down to Jet Bartley, and the basket's good. The Mountaineers lead 2-0. You know, we played well in the first quarter down there.
We did.
They swing it out in the corner to Jones. Back up top, McKenzie. Jalen Brewer looking to work. They'll pass it around the outside of this Tuscola defense. Stokes in the corner, gives it over up top to McKenzie. Jaden Jones, stutter step, started to go in the lane, pulls it back. He swings it right side. Stokes takes the jumper. Won't go. Chenard had a hand on it. It's taken away by Caden Williams, and he'll lay it in. Tied at two. Here in the first, Ferguson to Strickland. Chenard, left side, Massey, Bartley. Mountaineers moving the ball very quickly outside this defense. Strickland went in the lane and lost the handle. Bartley able to pick it up. Tried to get it outside to Massey, and it got tipped and stolen by the Eagles. Stokes thought about pulling up another one. Zayden Jones tries to shake and bake, changes his mind, and swings it out. McKenzie, top of the key. They'll go right side. Stokes. He's content to pass it around outside this Tuscola defense. Tied at two. Brewer looking to Cook outside the arc. Won't go. Went to the left of the rim. Rebounded by Anthony Massey. Strickland. Bartley with a steal almost in the backcourt. Got to be careful. Almost picked up a foul on the reach in afterward. East will still control the ball. Massey threw an ill-advised pass trying to hit Bartley long and just wasn't going to get there. Shot from the corner by Zayden Jones is no good. Rebound by Bryce Ferguson. Chenard pushes it down. Down low, and Bartley just couldn't handle it. Good idea. Not so sure Bartley was quite ready for it, or it came faster than he thought. He's used to zipping them, not right. Catching the zip ones. Now we know why Jet was not a receiver. Right side, they'll go up top. Caden Williams. Brewer with it on the right side. They'll swing it left. Still tied at two. They go low on the baseline of Brewer, trying to back Strickland down. Going to get double teamed by Chouinard, and Chouinard will get called a foul, I believe. There was a reach. Yep. Gavin Chouinard with the foul with 4:51 to go here in the first. First team foul on Tuscola. That was a legit call. So got to watch the alley-oop here into Brewer and Lane. Tip. And Bartley was running down the court. And the ball was rolling right behind him after the blocked shot by Strickland. And the ball goes to Tuscola. Strickland over there lobbying the official. And then we're going to have a consultation with the two of the officials. So the Mountaineers will get possession. Tied at two. Ferguson will bring it down. Chouinard. Bartley on the cut. He's open. Bang. Oh, wouldn't go. Tried to bank it in and went off the front of the rim. Good look, though. Still tied at two. Oh, Ferguson got to be careful there. That was almost a push. Brewer, they go in low. Stokes, turnaround jumper off the backboard's good. Bryce Ferguson will cross midcourt. Works left to Strickland. Now up top, Chouinard going to go into the lane. Pulls up over to Massey. He'll hand it back to Chouinard. The screen shot for three. Won't go. And just not enough Mountaineers down low. McKenzie will come down with it. Ball tipped by Strickland. Stolen by Ferguson. Zayden Jones coughed it up. Bartley goes low to Massey. The fadeaway won't go. It's blocked. Ferguson. Head fake. Goes in the lane. Ooh, that's blocked by Brewer. So two blocked shots in a row by East Henderson. Mountaineers are not going to out-athlete them tonight.
No, that's for sure. You've got to be able to
play a little bit smarter game. Chouinard.
Boom.
From the arc for three.
That three-point shot sponsored by a Forger contractor.
Tyler Baker will get up off the bench for East to check in. Mountaineers up 5-4. 3:11 to play in the first. Brewer looking to work off a screen set by Williams. Now they'll go to McKenzie up top. Stokes right side. They'll swing left. Into the paint. They'll kick it out. McKenzie top of the key. Won't go. Massey tried to time it, but it got tipped into the hands of Williams, and the jumper by Brewer. East back in the lead, 7-5. Chouinard, they go into paint. Bartley will kick it out. Strickland, Bryce Ferguson looking. Gives it over to Chouinard. Spins in the lane, goes up. Tried to put up a shot, got stripped as he went up. Jumper good from the left side by Jalen Brewer. Sutton. Coach Sutton just stopping by to say hello. Massey, top of the key, won't go. 10-5, East with the lead. 2 minutes to play in the first. McKenzie. Over to Brewer. And we get a whistle. And Strickland better be careful having to chat with the official. And it'll be the first foul on Stonewall Strickland, second team foul for Tuscola. Hampton and Callaway in the game for Tuscola. Inbound to Williams. Tylee Baker in the game with the ball. Stokes looking to work on Hampton. Oh. Brewer from the wing for three. 13-5. And this is what you kind of hoped wouldn't happen. It was
right.
Start getting hot, but East is getting hot. Bryce Ferguson. Thought he might go with that screen on into the lane. They kick it out. Hampton, a runner. The shot is no good, but a whistle. And Ferguson is going to get called with an illegal screen.
It'll be Bryce's first, team third.
And Coach Messer going to take a timeout with 1:21 to go here, down 13-5. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And as we started out, Mountaineers got a lead. We're playing smart. East Henderson admittedly a little cold to start, but starting to kind of crank things up. But to me, the key to the game tonight is it's your senior night. It's your last game ever at home. Let it all hang out.
Yeah, you got to can't hold nothing back. You don't want to look back and say, I wished I had done this, wished I had done that. You've got to lay it all on the table tonight. I hope you can. It'd be nice to play sport. I mean, to be honest with you, on senior night.
Yeah, because a win for Tuscola would definitely break the tie at the top. McKenzie over to Baker. On the give and go, the cut. Baker baseline. Shot up is good. The foul. Nope.
Oh,
got called for the walk as he approached the basket. Thought they were going. I think Hampton even thought they were going to call a foul on him. Because he stopped and looked at the official. So that slows things down for the Eagles for just a second. Left side, Callaway. Up top, Hampton. He'll swing it right to Chouinard. Bartley. Chouinard. Takes the three. Won't go. Rebound Brewer. Outlet to Baker as he cuts to the basket. Try to get up a shot over Chouinard. No good. Goes in the corner to Stokes. Baker with a rebound off Chouinard. East will swing it out. Stokes dribbles into the lane. Feeds Brewer. Gets double teamed out there by Callaway. Now he'll drop back. Brewer goes up. Bartley with a block. Hampton with a rebound. Got to pay attention, though. Brewer comes in from behind the steal, feeds to Stokes. The layup good. And Chouinard and Stokes tangle there at the end of the basket. And Stokes goes down hard. So Tuscola's trainer. East not traveling with one tonight. And Stokes up at Adam. Interesting shirts for East Henderson, their coaching staff wearing. Advertising the Dario Drive-In, our favorite part of the season.
Yeah,
our trip to Flap Rock. Novel approach.
Everybody's like, do you like going to East Henderson? I said, I love it.
It's our favorite road trip. I think they're discussing whether the basket was good or not. I don't think anybody remembers. Stokes, a free throw, no good. Rebound Bartley. So apparently it was good. 13 seconds and counting. Ferguson walking it up. Strickland tips it back. Hampton tried to split the defenders. The ball loose. Stokes jumps up and just said two words to Hampton that, had you said to the official,
I believe it would
have got
that,
you
one of the, that letter that or that foul that starts with a T.
That's the fifth foul on Tuscola.
So they're gonna call that foul on Elijah.
Stokes having a rough patch here in the last 10 seconds. So Stokes to the line to shoot the bonus of two. And the first one will roll in. Second one on the way is good. 17-5 as we get ready to end the first quarter. Bartley on the feed, couldn't get it to go.
Man.
And that'll do it. That's the buzzer. 17-5, East with the lead as we go to the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Paper Town Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. So things got a little physical there late. As the Mountaineers fall down now by 12, as we get ready to start the second quarter. And the Mountaineers will have the basketball. Inbound to Ferguson. Now Strickland. Strickland will get it across midcourt. Bartley, the jumper
there
from
we
two.
Go.
Brewer looks inside, hits Baker, it'll roll him in. 19-7. Get cross in the middle to Chouinard, left side, Bartley, Strickland tried to hit outside, it's stolen away by McKenzie, feeds Baker, Massey gets it, ooh, no foul, but Strickland will get it on McKenzie from behind, and that was a legit foul. I'm not sure what Strickland's talking to the bench about,
and that will be
a little surprise Massey didn't get called, because he was kind of landing on the back of McKenzie. And McKenzie will hit the free throws. It's 21-7, tripled up now. And we knew this was going to be a hard one. He's been one of the top teams in the conference the last few years. Massey open under the basket, blocked from behind by Brewer.
Stonewall better be careful. He's going to pick up number three.
Brewer, McKenzie shuffles, thought about it, gives it over to Stokes. Pulls up over Chouinard for three. Not a lot of traveling tonight. Of course, it is Tuesday. High post. Bartley able to pull it down as Williams stepped in and collided. And a foul going to be called on Tylik Baker. His first, team first. Bryce is like, sending Chouinard back. Not sure why. A little left. Bartley going to set a screen high. Strickland. Somebody lost a shoe for East out there. Ball tipped out of bounds. And that'll give Baker a chance to get his shoe back on. I've seen that happen a lot in football. I don't think I've ever seen that happen in basketball before.
I don't either. I want to pull them a little bit tighter there, buddy.
Not sure he's going to get some on. If you can step in and out of a basketball shoe, that's not good. Chenard, the jumper outside, won't go. Rebound, Caden Williams. So Brewer will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll pull up and take the three, and it's good.
Can't leave him out there like that.
27-7. Chenard. Over to Setzer. Just a tough pass inside to Chenard. Stolen away. Stokes tried to hit the alley-oop. And a collision between Bartley and McKenzie. I think Bartley was just cutting down to the baseline about the same time McKenzie was trying to go for the alley-oop. And he'll draw the foul. Bartley and McKenzie talking over there, so everything appears to be okay. It wasn't anything intentional. I think there was just two bodies trying to inhabit the same space at the same time, and it wasn't going to happen. Inbound, they'll go high to Baker.
There's a shoe again.
Shoes off. And that's, you know, at some point you got to get the kid off the floor and make him tie his shoe off. I mean, that's affecting the game. That's twice we've had to stop action now because he can't keep his shoe on his foot. Coach Jones down there having to calm his bench down there. Fans getting on to kid Baker for not being able to tie his shoes right, I guess. Brewer into the lane. They kick it out. Stokes for three. Won't go. Bartley and McKenzie fight for the rebound. McKenzie comes down with it. Misses the shot. Goes up again and then gets hammered by Bartley. That'll be his second. A lot of time down here on this end.
Right. And
Ms. Wells gonna have to put him back in the stands. McKenzie's second free throw, no good. Rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Setzer in the game, I was looking, he's the leading field goal percentage from the three-point line at 44%. Ferguson to Strickland. Back to Ferguson. Over to Setzer. Screen set by Callaway. Setzer picks up his dribble, gives it over on the right wing to Bryce Ferguson, and he'll take the three, and it's good.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
And a timeout by Coach Jones with the 4:43 mark. Still up 18. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. I think he's probably telling them not to get rattled here. There's been some hard fouls and a very loud student section. And I think maybe he's starting to, because some of the East players were wanting to kind of have a chat back. And
I keep waiting for one of those basketballs to come, you know, flying and whizzing
by.
The
one of the ones that ever come up here come on a line. It's like we don't get a nice soft arc.
Whoa, that one comes straight up over.
Scotty needs to get us some T-shirt cannons.
No, he doesn't. Those will be stuck in the rafters.
Well, you got to change the angle. But.
No, they'll be stuck in the rafters because you know that student section over there would get a hold of it, and it would be shooting T-shirts from over there. Jay would have to double his time working because there'd be injuries in the stands.
East will inbound after the timeout. McKenzie Baker looks to go in the lane. And it's going to be a block call. That's going to go on Bryce Furt. You got it. It's kind of like Wells' foul in the first game. You could draw a charge there, but you got to put on a better act. You got to position yourself a little better than what Bryce just did there.
And that'll be Bryce's second, team fourth here in the fourth quarter. Second quarter.
So two shots. East pulls all their players back. And Baker's first free throw, no good. In addition to Baker's Adidas, I believe they are, he's got ASO braces, which is probably one reason why he's not tying those shoes that tight. Because if you torque down on those ASO braces, you can just about stop the blood flow to your feet. So missed both free throws. Ferguson working on a screen set by Callaway. Rolls in and out. McKenzie with a rebound for East. Bryce got a good look at it. Couldn't get it to go. They'll swing it. Baker thought about it. They go low. Brewer underneath the basket. Nobody dropped back to cover him, and he'll lay it in. Lead is 20 for East. Over in the corner, Bryce going to try to go baseline, head fake, tried to feed Callaway, and then draws the foul. That's going to go on Caleb McKenzie. I said Bryce was in the act of shooting.
I will take it. That's going to put him. These free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Callaway will come out. Hampton will check back in. Except for Setzer, all the subs have been the seniors so far in the first half. Looks like the crew maybe going to take a walk to the weight room, maybe. And a shot by Brewer. Good. 33-12. Bryce over to Hampton. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Baker. Not sure if Hampton was going to try to feed it over to Shenard or Strickland, who was standing next to him, but Hampton now in the wing on the inbound and tried to hit Strickland. It's stolen by Baker. And yeah. Strickland just kind of gives him a shiv. Got to be careful. Don't want that in. Yep. Yep, going to call it intentional on Strickland. So that'll be two shots in the ball. And now he's going to tie his shoe.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing.
That break between the first and second quarter would have been an awesome time.
I'm thinking pregame would have been even better, but, you know.
So Baker, the human rain delay, has got his shoes tied now. And this is the first one. Well, he's a senior, so, well, we're probably going to see him again on Friday. Perhaps we should send him some of those Reebok Velcro shoes.
Yes.
As a gift.
Yes. Do we go with the one Velcro strap or the two?
We better go with the two.
Yeah, I agree.
The old man Reeboks. Stokes on the inbound. The jumper won't go. Massey got a hand on it, couldn't finish. McKenzie put it back, wouldn't go. Stokes keeps trying to tip it, won't go. And it bounces off of Ferguson. At some point in there, you need to box him out.
Right.
Instead of keep letting him get tip chances. And number 15 is going to check in for Tuscola. That's Harper Bishop, a junior. On the inbound, Brewer can't get it to go. The angle's bad. Rebound by Bishop. So gets on the stat sheet as he walks in. Chouinard picked up his dribble. They go over to Hampton on the wing. Massey zigged and Hampton threw the zag. Well, this quarter is going to take a while. 2:42 to go. Mountaineers already with five fouls. East with only two. 34-12 is our score. Zayden Jones brings it down over to Stokes. He'll penetrate into the lane, kick it out. Baker from the corner for three. Whistle, timeout. Tuscola, 2:24 to go. And the timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Elwood. One great location with great customer service. East up 37-12. Here with 2:24 to go in the half. East not subbing much tonight.
No.
Baker, the only sub they've used tonight. Ferguson will bring it down. Over to the left side. Bishop. They feed. Now sets her in the corner. Back to Bryce Ferguson.
Boom.
Actually for three. I thought he was inside.
And that free or that shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
37 should be 18, right? The drive into the lane by Zayden Jones. The ball's loose and goes out of bounds. No, I guess it was. It was 37-12. So now 37-15. And we go under 2 minutes here in the first half. Ferguson, Massey was open, baseline, steps back and puts it in. Anthony Massey with a basket. Zayden Jones, hands off, Baker into the lane. He and Massey meet up, and a shot over Massey for two. 39-17. Bishop with the ball on the wing, back up to the point to Ferguson. And trying to hit Setzer on the baseline cut, tipped out of bounds by Caleb McKenzie. Callaway will check in for Bishop. Inbound to Bryce Ferguson. Drives, wouldn't go. Callaway tip. Stokes almost got his pocket picked by Ferguson as he came back up the court. Under a minute. Brewer going to drive, goes up and around. Callaway and good.
Wow, I mean, he just throws something up and it goes in.
41-17. Chouinard goes right, dumps it down Callaway. He'll take the shot just inside the arc, won't go. I'm not sure if he's, yeah, they're calling for one, I think, before the halftime break. Baker, screen set on Setzer over there by Stokes. Ooh, messy with a grab, no call. Stokes going to take the three, won't go. McKenzie tried to follow, missed the shot, hit the ground, but now the ball stolen. The jumper by Zayden Jones is no good. And that'll do it for the first half. And McKenzie drove in for the dunk and couldn't get it to go. 41-17, East with the lead as we go to the break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers your equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. It's also time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer goes to Kendall Williamson. Are you looking for a safe place to store your gifts from wandering eyes with 24-7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all storage needs. And our A1 Storage player of the game is Kendall Waves. Senior night, yep. Big night. Yep. Talked to your mom. I stopped by at work. Talked to her for a little bit, and she said you needed 10 rebounds get 200 on the season. You blew that out of the water, I think, with 16 tonight, yeah, at least according to what the Mountaineer guys told us. 11 points. We thought for a while, as hot as you got there in the first quarter, that you were going to be the leading scorer.
Yeah.
Julia ended up outscoring you by one.
Oh, okay.
That start, what spurred you on there in the first quarter?
Yeah, senior night, I knew it was going to be my last game here, and I just wanted to go out with a bang and just do my best for the last time I was going to play on this court.
And you did. It was a great job, but looking – overall, that first quarter, all you guys came out. You know, we hoped that game you played against Brevard on Friday night, where it seemed like all cylinders were just running right, we truly hoped that tonight the same start would happen, and it did.
Yeah.
So what has changed? Because that's always kind of been the last few seasons. That's always been the kind of bugaboo. We've had this slow start to games, and it's made it difficult. What has changed here recently that's made this – I've got a few ideas. What's yours?
Yeah, we definitely took some of the momentum from the Brevard game. Coach Heath gave us a talk before the game, and he just wanted everyone to give effort for Avery and I on our last game, and we just came out and blew them out.
So some of the things that we noticed here recently, and you go back. I even looked at the film from East this morning. I went back and watched the game because I kept wondering what went wrong and when, because we've always been, the last few seasons, been competitive with East.
Yeah.
I think we got outscored like 18-6 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
That didn't help in that game. But the things we noticed in that game, in the second half, that's when Coach Sutton started putting Julia on Mamie Hill.
Yeah.
And that carried over. Julia started covering every big scorer.
Yeah.
Brooks for Franklin.
Yep.
Pisgah.
Chandler.
Chandler.
Yeah.
Lowry, the Brevard girl,
yeah,
Collington. That seemed to be, when you guys did that, also that game, that is the game that Vesper started kind of working down low like you had been.
Yeah.
And that's when that was probably the first night her scoring kind of peaked up.
Yeah.
And she kind of went on a run.
Yeah.
The last two or three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So out of that loss, is that kind of the defining moment of the season so far?
Yeah, we knew after we lost to East the first time that we needed to turn a page on the second half of the season. So we changed around our game plan, and by putting Julia on there, best player or their best ball handler, it definitely helped. We do a little diamond defense, and it helps with our rebounding. And, yeah, I'm super proud of Vesper. She really has stepped up and helped me rebound and helped me score, too.
So, looking defensively east tonight, when they came out in a, well, I can better, it looked like a 1-2-2 kind of zone. I've not seen that in a long time, if ever. And but it was kind of working. They had Lindsay out there on the point. She's a very aggressive player,
yeah,
very intense. And it kind of worked. It seemed like y'all kind of pulled it back, it looked like, and you kind of settled in. It's like, all right, if you want to stay in that zone, we'll just kind of play out here for a while.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what the mindset was in the I guess it was the third quarter when they came out with that?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever we lost to East the first time and we were going to turn around our season, we really focused on more outside shooting, and we hit a few shots tonight, and I think that that's really another asset that we can have going forward.
So, look, that locked down the fifth seed. That was, I think, the most important thing that we talked about, Branson and I, before the game. The fifth seed, of course, gets you the fourth seed. So, mathematically, you think, okay, that's a little better odds.
Yeah.
And then the fourth seed being Smoky, another team that I feel like we've been competitive with the last few years.
For sure.
So, that puts East in six, and they've got to go get, they've got to play Franklin. So I think the tournament for the girls starts Thursday, is that right?
I think Friday.
Oh, Friday? Okay.
Yeah.
So I know I'd heard down on Canton today they were talking Thursday. So maybe,
oh, okay.
They may be doing this. I don't know if they're doing girls on Thursday, boys on Friday, or it's based,
maybe,
on your, based,
yeah,
on your seed and gender. I'm not sure. But so looking ahead, looks like we'll have Smoky Thursday or Friday whenever we play. We've, of course, they've beaten us twice in the season. What can we change to change the outcome against Smoky Mountain?
Well, we're going to put Julia on their best player, and I think we're just going to stay in our same defense because it's been working against everybody else, and use our outside shooting, and if we can rebound, then we'll definitely come out on top against them.
Well, that's Kendall Williamson, our A1 storage player of the game. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll have more from on the hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford. Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Havertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And great job there by Kendall Williamson tonight with a double-double. Mountaineers down 41-17 at the half. And kind of not real sure. Hopefully we'll have some information for you tomorrow about the tournament. Who goes where? Well, we're going to Silva. We know that. We know that much. We're just not sure what day, who's where,
and
boys
time.
And girls. It's looking like we will turn around. The boys will turn around and play East Henderson again. The girls should be playing Smoky Mountain. So we'll hopefully have more news on the bracket tomorrow. So be sure and check our social media pages on X and Facebook. As soon as we can get that information, we'll disperse it. So getting ready to start the second half. East Henderson will have possession of the basketball, up 41-17. Massey, Bartley, Chenard, Ferguson, and Strickland in the game. The usual starting lineup to start the second half. McKenzie's going to take the three, and it's good. They tried to get it down inside low to Massey, and it's stolen away by Caden Williams. And they hit McKenzie in the lane. A little side shot by Zayden Jones. It's 46-17. Over in the corner, Ferguson head fake. Over to Bartley. Gets it over to Chenard. Gavin, Bryce, Ferguson for three, and it's
boom.
Good.
Deep three, and that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
46-20. Stokes trying to use a screen there set by Williams. They'll go to the right side. Brewer, jab step, pulls up, takes the shot inside the arc, won't go, followed by McKenzie. Nobody boxed him out. Chenard to alley-oop to Bent Bartley, and it's just too high. He came down and able to save it, and then Strickland tried to zip a pass, and I guess to Massey, stolen by McKenzie, and the layup's good. The lead is 30. You're going to get a whistle as Bryce Ferguson pulls up for the shot. And that's going to go on McKenzie. No idea if he's related to Bob and Doug. Or in the Great Wide North. Inbound to Massey up high. Chenard with it now. They'll swing it left to Ferguson. He'll dribble over to Strickland. Massey in the corner, couldn't handle it.
Doesn't seem like he's a hoser.
You hoser. I can't remember if that came out in high school or college. It was kind of on the edge of between, maybe. But, man, that thing just enthralled us for months. Chenard tried to drive the lane and going to get fouled before he can go up with a shot. And, of course, you know, they also had their 12 days of Christmas. They were hot for a while.
You know, and the thing was, I heard the 12 Days of Christmas before I saw the movies. We're moving here.
So Chenard, if her free throw line is, first one's good. Second one's on the way. Makes it happen. It's 50-22. Swing it left. Jones going to drive. Ball's knocked out of bounds. And if Marty, you're listening, hello. Stokes inbounds to McKenzie on the cut in the lane and goes up and over Chenard and the basket's good. Lead is back to 30 now for East Henderson. In the paint to Bartley, kicks it out. Up top, Bryce goes in the corner, sets
boom!
Her for three.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
And the Hayden Setzer fan club goes wild. McKenzie swings it right. Stokes going up on Ferguson, baseline, and he'll step out of bounds. I don't know, it might, of course, 40 years ago, 45 almost, we moved a lot slower. I don't recall trying to skirt the edge of the baseline that much back then. Chenard swings it left. Massey. Chenard going to pull up, take the jumper from the right wing, and that's good for three.
That three-point shot sponsored by Ford Contractor.
52-28. Stokes left over to Jones. Ball faked inside. Now McKenzie looking to work on Bartley. Kicks it back. Brewer takes the jumper over Massey. Short. Ball tip. McKenzie will come down with it. Puts it in. It's 54-28. Ferguson. He was looking for something, wasn't there. Saw him grimace. Massey, left wing, hands off to Chenard. They'll swing it to Setzer. Chenard going to drive, left side of the lane, reverse layup, good. And Julia Wells has joined the student section. Left side, jab step, Jones now going to drive, blocked by Massey. But Brewer will come down with a rebound and stick it back. Good block by Anthony Massey there in the paint. 56-30. Ball rolls and in. I think we're at the magic. No, we're not.
No.
It's 26-point lead. Failing math. Ooh. And Stokes drives. He's on the floor, and that's about the third time Stokes has took a bump tonight. And that's on Bartley, three for him, I think. So Stokes goes to the line. Shooting two. That's Bartley's third. First one's good. Stokes not feeling too well.
No.
He's took some licks. On the way, won't go. Rebound Setzer. He'll allow it to Bryce Ferguson, and Ferguson will bring it across midcourt for the Mountaineers. In the corner to Setzer. McKenzie was out there on him quick. They'll feed it back to Chenard. Setzer in the corner again. They're trying to get him there. That one kind of took him off his feet a little bit. Ferguson, head fake, goes in. Ball fake out. Strickland swings it. Corner. Setzer for three.
Boom! That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
And Hayden Setzer with the... Oh, that was a drink. I thought Scotty had a dollar bill in his hand. I thought, okay, that's getting a little too much. McKenzie going to drive and lays it in. Banked it off the backboard. 59-35. And the Mountaineers starting to look for Setzer. Steps back, gets him off his feet. That'll be inside. Shot no good. Rebound Callaway. Kicks it back out. Bryce Ferguson with it. Goes behind. Pulls up. Down low. Callaway.
Ah.
Got Williams off his feet. Couldn't get the basket to go. Rebound by Brewer. He'll drive into the lane. The head fake and the finger roll won't go. Williams, ball's loose. Picked up by Callaway. Outlet, Strickland. Fake Stokes, he'll blow by. Ball tipped out to Setzer.
There we go.
And the 2 points is good. 59-37. Game starting to heat up here a little bit. It had been kind of plotting, but kind of moving a little bit now. Minute 33 to go into third. Jumper by
Jones, no good. Rebound, Chouinard. Gavin. Rabbit hops on in. Over to Ferguson. Pulls up. Takes the jumper. That's not going to make it. Rebound, Setzer. Outlet, Strickland. To Chouinard. Chouinard drives. Tried to dump it down low to Ferguson. That was not going to be easy. Because I'm afraid Brewer would have pinned him right there. Because Ferguson was either going to have to try to reverse it over his head or turn and shoot, and Brewer was right there. The ball goes out of bounds to East Henderson. Right side, Stokes, Baker in the game, drives the shot, count the layup, and one. Hopefully Baker double-knotted his shoes this half. And he'll go to the line.
That will be Gavin's third, team second.
Off the front, missed the shot. Baker drives and lays it in around three Mountaineers. That's not good. 63-37. We go under a minute to play in the third. Chouinard, ball fake, drives, left elbow. Won't go. Callaway got in there, but Stokes and then McKenzie landed and grabbed his ankle, so the official stopped the game. And McKenzie going to step off. And I think Williams back in the game. No, number five. Zayden Jones back in the game now. Stokes, hands off, Baker, into the lane, hits. Caden Williams down low. 65-37. In the corner to Setzer. Ball tipped down to Callaway. Setzer in the corner, going to get double-teamed down there, and we're going to get a foul. Only the third team foul on East. But the third foul on Zayden Jones, too. Nope. Back up. They're going to call that one on Eli Stokes. His first? Wow.
Oh, okay, so it is going to be on. He told him it changed it, said it will be 12.
Okay, so that's on
Baker.
Tylik Baker, his second. Ball's in, clock running. Setzer. Out on the wing, hits it to Ferguson. Bounce pass in the corner to Setzer. Blocked from behind by Brewer. Ferguson to inbound, stolen by Baker. Looking to go around Chouinard. And the basket's good, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Long shot off the backboard, won't count. East with a 30-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And Coach Jones Looks like he's seen enough. Up by 30 here to start the fourth quarter. All subs in for East Henderson. And the Mountaineers will start with possession. Bartley in the high post. Feeds to Bryce Ferguson. Kicks it out. Strickland, long pass over to Massey cross court. Chouinard just picked off and stolen away by 23. That's Dominic Smith. The layup's good. And not good. They're going to call the charge.
Wow.
Good job by Anthony Massey there. And they did it like he got to do it.
Yeah, got his feet set.
So the basket is no good. The lead remains 30, 67-37 as we start the fourth quarter. Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And that ball going to be tipped out of bounds by Slater Holsinger. So Chouinard, left side. Bryce Ferguson will give a head fake. Lost the handle. Picks it up. Goes up. Shot. No good. But he's fouled by Seth McCarson. Nope. Not fouled by Seth McCarson. And he's going to go on, I think, Dominic Smith. Looks like he flashed a 23. So Bryce's first free throw rolls off.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Ferguson's second free throw. On the way. Rattles out. Ball tip. Massey trying to come down with it. Arcs it high. Oh, Ferguson takes a hard hit to the floor trying to come down with a basketball. Ball will stay with Tuscola. Spot throw in from the side. Ferguson right side. Strickland. Cross court, Chouinard drives baseline, lost the handle, picked up. Oh, Bartley over the top of Seth McCarson there as McCarson tried to get up, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Chouinard way out. And Ferguson took him. Ferguson got the timeout call as he was falling out of bounds. To save the possession. 7:08 to play. Mountaineers down by 30. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Good move there by Bryce. The throw was high on the inbound, and it was taking him towards the sideline, and he got possession of it and called a timeout before he stepped out of bounds. Of course, JV boys won tonight also. We failed to mention that, 38-31. Girls won 39-23.
I never heard about the JV girls.
I did not. Does East have JV girls?
I believe so.
Chouinard will inbound after the timeout. Ferguson back to Chouinard from the left wing for three. Won't go. McCarson with a rebound. Outlet to Jake Harvey. And Anthony Massey going to get called for the reach.
Hey, Anthony's first foul. Team first here in the fourth.
We played a minute. Here in the fourth, they'll swing it left over to Smith. Now Holsinger. Smith down low, hits Baker, won't go, rebound Massey. Baker trying to reach around, that's Justice Baker, a junior. Left side, Strickland. Down here swinging around. They'll go into corner to Massey. Tried to hit Bartley in the lane, and Jett going to get called for the foul as Dominic Smith stepped in front and picked the ball off and
I think Bartley got a hold of him.
And that will be Jet's fourth.
Caleb McKenzie took a visit to the Tuscola training room, and he's got both knees iced down now. Hitting the floor will do that. Smith handling the basketball for East. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to Harvey. Trying to work off a screen by Holsinger. They'll swing it left to Baker. Baker looking inside, nothing happening. Works off a screen, we're to his right. Started to go in the lane, pulls back. Now he's going to go in and lays it in. Just kind of went down the middle of the lane between three Mountaineers and laid it in. Ferguson to Chouinard. Looks right side, Strickland. Trying to hit Chouinard in the paint, blocked by Holsinger. And Chouinard tried to hit Massey down low and needed to take a little bit off that fastball right there. 69-37, East in the lead. McCarson over to Smith. Tried to give it go back to McCarson. And it's out of bounds. And McCarson a little upset. Thought maybe he got a little help going out of bounds from Chouinard. Elijah Hampton will check in for Strickland. Callaway back in the game for Tuscola. So Ferguson will walk it down. Hampton to Massey. Ooh, that was almost a walk.
Into the paint.
Gets tied up. Chouinard pulls up. 16-footer off front of the rim won't go. And maybe we're at a point in the ball game where little minor walks are not going to be such a big deal now. And Harvey loses it out of bounds. Must have went off Ferguson. 5 minutes to play. Looking. Nothing there. He'll go high out to Baker. Lead is 32. Baker spins. Dumps it out left side to go in the corner. Dominic Smith for three. And that should put us at the magic number of 72-37. But we got a timeout. And I think that one's going to be called by East Henderson. So should be back. We'll have running clock when we go back to action here. The timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. The concession stand visiting the bench, and they were like picking stuff out of a box, and finally one of the guys on the bench said, just give us the box. So apparently they're going to eat on the bench, so don't expect them back because it was pizza and popcorn. I would imagine those guys down there on the bench are not any plans of coming back. Chouinard in the corner, tied up, gets it to Ferguson. Chouinard, long shot, won't go. Rebound, Elijah Hampton, and a little runner goes from the baseline. 79-39. Baker into the lane, going to get tied up, and a jump ball call as Gavin Chouinard will reach in and grab the basketball. Bishop. And 24, Walker Rogers will check in now for Tuscola. So Chouinard, the only starter out there on the floor, on the inbound, McCarson good. 74-39. Chouinard, right side, Hampton, drives, got blocked by Holsinger. Chouinard, inbound to Bishop, back to Chouinard. Over to Hampton. The three won't go. Rebound, McCarson. Harvey will bring it down for East. Working right. Chouinard will cut off the baseline. Kicks it back out. Holsinger air ball. Spin move, Chouinard. Bishop for three won't go. Rebound, Harvey. Long pass. Baker going to save it back. Number 11, Cole Holbrook. He'll try to put up a shot. No good. And McCarson hits the floor. They kick it out to Harvey. The jumper no good. Walker Rogers and McCarson going to collide. And the ball will go out of bounds off McCarson. Patel in the game for Tuscola. Bishop with it on the wing. They feed it to Rogers. Brandon Sutton in the game also for Hayden Setzer back out there. He'll take the three.
Boom!
And it's good.
This three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contractor.
And what you're looking at right now is probably the future of Tuscola basketball on the floor right now.
I believe you are correct with the ones that are down there from the JV.
Shot up by Cole Holbrook is no good. It'll go out of bounds. Minute and 30 and the clock's running. Patel will bring it down. Left side, sets your thought about it in the corner. Walker Rogers got McCarson off his feet. And McCarson going to get called for the foul. His first, team third. Sets her to inbound. Goes way out to Patel. He and Bishop almost collide. Into Rogers in the corner. They go to Sutton in the paint. And he's fouled by Holsinger. We go under a minute.
That was with their team fifth, maybe?
Fourth.
Okay, fourth.
With the running clock rule out to Patel. Tip pass over to Walker Rogers for three. Won't go. Picked up by Baker. He's on the run. Walker Rogers challenged. Patel with a rebound. Missed shot by Baker. Holbrook with a steal from Patel. The basket's good, and Holbrook will go for the and one. The foul on Patel, his first. Holbrook to the line, and this should probably do it. Short off the front of the rim, going to get a tie up. Sutton with a rebound, and foul going to be called on number 24, Holsinger. And the Mountaineers will get it in, won't get off a shot. 76-42 is the final. We'll take a break, be back with our player of the game. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Swords Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Anthony Massey.
Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24-7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. And, Anthony, not the kind of night we really wanted to have on senior night, but East Henderson's a great team.
They are, yeah.
Probably has been the number one seed. Probably, I think, the way the tiebreaker is going to fall out for them tonight, Franklin will probably end up with the number one seed. East will be the number two, which means we're going to get to see these Cats again in about 4 or 5 days when the conference tournament starts. Looking at tonight as you came in, what were you thinking about on senior night here in your last home game?
Just being on the court one last time with all my teammates, having fun, that's really all that matters.
How long, looking back, where'd you get your start?
I started playing basketball when I was about 8 years old. Been doing it ever since.
You grew up here?
Oh, yeah.
So you did what, rec league?
Yeah.
Junior NBA, I guess?
Yep.
And then moved into youth league. Did you travel ball any? Or?
No, not travel ball. I stayed locally.
Okay. Any other sports you played besides basketball?
Not in high school. I played soccer in middle school.
Okay, well, soccer, a lot of running.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, looking ahead, it looks like we're going to see these Cats again in the first round of the conference tournament. So what are your plans going forward as you start looking towards graduation here in the spring?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What are you looking forward to in the spring as graduation approach? What's your plans?
Staying in school, I am dual enrolled in college classes, trying to get my college credits done before I transfer to App State and pursuing my education from there. So,
what you wanted to major in at App?
I'm thinking about architecture.
Okay, that's good field. Good field. I know some guys. They're not App grads, but UNC Charlotte guys, but they're Tuscola grads and good guys. They handy people to know in that field.
Yeah.
But so probably going to have to play them again. What do you think? What can we do to make some changes maybe? We got off to a good start.
Oh,
yeah. We challenged them. They're just very athletic and hard to deal with.
Yep.
What do you think we can do to maybe shake some things up when we play them again?
We just got to keep putting work in practice, keep working hard. We just need to work together as a team more. Rebounding definitely hurt us a bit tonight, but I think we can work hard and hopefully we'll have a better shot next time.
Well, that's Anthony Massey, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a moment. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, Charles Allison, Branson Reese here to wrap things up on the hill from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And, Branson, tough night for the Mountaineers. East Henderson, one of the top teams in the conference, has been for several years, and we knew it was not going to be easy, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Saw some good things in the first quarter, played them well, but just eventually their athleticism just does a number on you.
Well, and here's the other thing. What we saw tonight there towards the end of the game was the future. You know, and it was sort of a, I guess, handing off of, you know, these seniors to these sophomores that are up and everything. And they did a great job in here tonight. I thought they're towards
Aiden Setzer had a heck of a ball game.
I had him down for 11 points.
So, and they were starting to hit him. They were starting to find him in the corner. That was one of the things that I think they had been working on for a while, was to get him freed up in the corner and look for him to get him because he is a shooter.
Right.
He is our leading three-point shooter percentage-wise. So, anyway, these guys are probably going to have to turn around and play him again in the conference tournament. We're not sure Thursday or Friday. Kind of up in the air on the schedule right now. Hopefully things will settle out as all the games get reported in tonight from the conference. And we should learn some things tomorrow. So pay attention to our social media pages, Facebook and X. As soon as we get information,
We'll pass it along so everybody will know. But we will be covering the girls and the boys. All the games will be at Smoky Mountain, so kind of makes it handy.
We anticipate the girls Thursday and
the boys
Friday,
on Friday.
Something
but
changes.
There's not been any definitive announcement made. And like I said, they're probably waiting. We got four games in the conference. All the teams are playing tonight. Most everything was already settled. There's a couple of things the girls made a difference. And then I think the Smoky North game was going to, in the boys' division, was going to make a difference on who went where in that game also. So for Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. We'll wrap things up here. We'll be back with you in the conference tournament. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.